This is GPB Macon. I'm Leah Fleming. Good morning. Well, spring is here, and with it, some beautiful fashion. Here to talk about what's hot for spring wear is Molly McWilliams-Wilkins. She's the editor-in-chief of Southern Bon Vivant, a Southern culture website. All right, so now you are a fashionista. You love fashion. You write about it, and you kind of study it. And there is a difference, I think, between Southern fashion and fashion in other parts of the country.
There is. Mm-hmm. In many ways, we Southerners tend to pick items from other cultures and make it our own. We do it in our food, we do it in our art, and it's the same in our fashion. Mm-hmm. So I see a lot of things that maybe are from New York or LA, and we take it and we put it together and we roll it up with our grandmother's pearls or you know, passed down heirlooms, and we really make it something that's our own. I find that actually one of my favorite Southern designers is Lily Pulitzer, and while she was originally from up north, she did create her patterns while manning an orange juice stand that her husband owned down in Florida. So I see her as a really good example of a Southern fashionista and Southern fashion. I love those bright prints, and I feel like they really speak to our weather and our climate here.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
They're gorgeous, and they're great, and they're breathable, and really you can take it and mix it with, like you said, your pearls from your grandmother, or what I like to do, honestly, sometimes is put together things that are very unexpected, like a pair of leather leggings, which you might see as very New York, for instance, but then pair it with a really pretty tunic and something that's really lighthearted, and as I said, the pearls.
You got to have pearls. A good Southern belle always does.
I think a good Southern belle has some form of pearls, whether they're real or fake or passed down or not. I have many, many, many different strands of pearls.
All right. So you and I, we just participated in the Cherry Blossom style show.
We
saw a lot of goodies. I know for me, I wore this very form-fitting tan and white lace dress with fringe on the bottom.
That's so pretty.
Yeah. That came from a Canadian designer, Joseph Ribkoff, who is the official wardrobe provider for Miss America.
And something like that is so classic, but just has such an edge to it, which I think is very much the epitome of Southern fashion. It can be very, very classy, but we like to throw you a curveball and have the edge in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. That to me does define Southern fashion. Okay, what did you wear? And the kids were in it as well.
Yes, my children were in it.
Yes, what did everybody wear?
I had an easy pair of, they were white, not quite leggings, a little bit thicker than that, but they were somewhere across between a legging and a pant, and just a nice, flowy, cherry blossom print shirt, three-quarter length sleeve. And then my daughter had printed palazzo pants, which I love, and just a white flowing shirt, which I thought was a really nice addition with the print.
You were saying for spring, one of the must-haves are probably these palazzo pants.
Yes, I love the palazzo pants, and I'm seeing them everywhere. They're something that's so easy to put on, and you could be rail stick skinny or have a little bit more meat on your bones and still look good in them. And there's something that, while they are more of a flowy fabric, they still have that straight line to them as well. So you could wear them with any kind of shirt.
All right. Is there anything that we need to retire that we have had enough of for spring? Or
every now and then, I still see these bubble necklaces pop up. So if we could just retire those, there's something that actually I believe J. Crew came out with, and then everybody started mimicking them, and they just send me through the wall. I can't stand them. Yeah, no. I like a good statement necklace. Mm-hmm. I do. I love a good statement necklace, but I think the biggest thing when it comes to fashion is find something that really speaks to you. I mean, this is the easiest way that you can show people your personality and who you are. And who you are might be jeans and a tank top or a flannel shirt, and that is perfectly fine. If that's your style and your fashion, I say own it and rock it and have fun with it.
All right. Well, Molly is going to come back again and continue to talk to us about all kinds of Southern culture. We'll talk fashion. We'll talk food. We'll talk it all.
It's so much fun. The South is a fantastic place to be.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So this is our new segment that we will bring you, and we will also post some pictures. You can go to southernbonvivant.com. And of course, you can always go to gpbnews.org. And we will be back again soon. Thanks so much, Molly.
Thank you. I'm excited.